UKIP's David McNary with us today. What a mess this is, David.
You've got it right in one, and I can't believe what I'm hearing this morning, and goodness knows what your listeners are thinking. All five executive parties put this deal together, and they can't say today that they didn't know what they agreed to, otherwise they're admitting to be fools misleading the people. At Christmas, I said that this $585 million hardship fund didn't stack up. It wasn't enough. It couldn't last for 3 years, let alone six. The fund was baloney, be bled dry, and there would be no more top-ups. And I believe what happened at the weekend, Stephen, was that this fact suddenly dawned on Sinn Féin, and it scared the wits out of them when it became clear that the cast-iron guarantee they promised everyone in benefits was really a cast-iron bluff, which no government on earth can afford, and that's where we're at.
So what's your idea?
Now, if I may finish, what's worse now is we passed a budget only last week. Now it looks as if it's going to have to be rewritten, and we are in trouble because they must know, this executive must know, no government can govern without a budget in place, and for me, that's a crisis.
What's your idea?
Well, my idea is that the numbers that we've been dealing with, right, originally began because the United Kingdom, the government over in Westminster, introduced welfare reforms applicable to all UK regions. But our executive wanted to be different. We wanted a special category top-up fund. Our vulnerable, it appeared, were more vulnerable than the vulnerable in England or Scotland and Wales.
I'll remind people that you were part of the UUP when they did the alliance with the Tories as well.
You can remind people.
You were in bed with them too.
You can remind people whatever you like. I can remind people of things you said when you were on Cool FM or whatever.
Never worked for Cool FM, so that would be hard.
Dealing with the present. And the present has to be the facts. That what we've allowed ourselves, what we could be allowing ourselves to do now, is to be putting ourselves in a position where we're going to have to pay more future fines for not implementing the reforms. We're going to be hit hard.
So what would you do, David?
Of other money.
What would you do? Would you give less protection to the type of people Sinn Féin are trying to protect? For example, families with large numbers of children. Just one example.
I would treat everybody in the United Kingdom the same. And that's the message Sinn Féin have got to be told.
So you kept supporting
Hold on. It's time Sinn Féin got this message. I keep on hearing them talking about they're anti-British, etc. Well, this is the United Kingdom, and like it or not, Gerry Adams, you're working the British system. You're either in it or you're out, and it's your own choice, and you should make your mind up.
Well, that's really interesting. So here we have a local politician in David McNary saying that all of the mitigation that there would be to make life slightly easier for people in Northern Ireland, you would take that away, David. So, for example, you would have the full so-called bedroom tax in Northern Ireland, wouldn't you?
The bedroom tax is caught up now in this top-up fund. Look at what it says. Look at the agreement. What I've been very specific in saying is this is the United Kingdom. All people in the United Kingdom should be treated the same. Why are our vulnerable people more vulnerable than the people in England, Scotland or Wales? I don't know.
So you would bring the so-called full bedroom tax into Northern Ireland.
In cases, we can always find a way. What we can't do, and what happened, what they were going to do, they were going to treat the vulnerable the same as the dodgers, as the cheats. They were going to give them the same rights, the cheats the same rights as the vulnerable. What people don't understand, I don't know who you're talking to, but certainly I'm talking to young families in my constituency, and they're telling me, where do you get one of these benefits that gives you £26,000 for lying in bed when I want to work, when I'm keen to work? I can't get a job.
Because David, there's no one on benefits that actually money. There's no one on benefits that actually deserves it that's chronically ill. It's everybody lying in bed, isn't it?
No. There are people lying in bed on benefits. There are 198,000 people on DLA. I work hard in my constituency fighting reviews for people on DLA who are going to have it taken.
By the way, you can get DLA if you're in work as well.
Getting them put onto it. But nobody will tell me that there are 198,000 people aren't fit to do a job.
How many of them do you reckon are lying in bed?
I don't know.
Well, precisely. David, tell me this. What's the point of having a local politician like you if your top line is just bring in everything that they decide across the water?
I didn't say that. And
yes,
don't
it is.
Twist my
That's
words.
Exactly what you said.
No, I didn't say everything.
You did.
I didn't say everything.
It's precisely. You just said that you want the UK policy implemented throughout the whole of the UK.
Maybe you're being specific in relation to welfare reforms. What I'm saying is this is part of the United Kingdom, and why should we be any different? The reason we're different is because the Irish Republicans and Sinn Féin, they don't want to say that they're adopting British austerity measures, having to do them here in Northern Ireland, and then have that thrown in their faces in the Republic of Ireland, where they chant a different message.
Okay.
That's the truth.